The fire truck's arrival marks a big day in the town of Büringen, which is nestled in the rolling hills near Lake Constance in southwestern Germany. Today, scientists from the Max Planck Institute of Ornithology are tagging more than 70 newly hatched white storks. The young storks are tagged once they reach adult size, but just before they've left the nest for the first time. Assisting the scientists is Wolfgang Schäfle, a retired village resident known by locals as the Stork Father. Over the years, he's tagged hundreds of storks. He ushers me over to the fire truck, and we head on up the ladder to fetch a stork.
So here I am inside the container that is traveling upwards towards the tree. It's a little bit wobbly. We're going up quite high, and I can't deny that I'm a little bit scared.
We reach the nest, but there's a snag in getting the stork down.
Schau mal, er legt dich doch hin, verdammt.
This young stork seems very nervous, and it's at the edge of the nest with its wings spread.
Da mal hoch und dann über der Horst drüber weg auf die andere Seite.
After maneuvering the truck's ladder into place, Schäfle swiftly grabs the nervous young stork and places it in a cardboard box.
Na du, Schlawiner.
Back at ground level, Schäfle attaches a ring to the young stork's leg.
So. Ja, ich bin ja der ganz böse bei den Storks.
I'm the bad guy to the storks, because I'm the one who goes to the nests and gets the young. Storks don't forget anything.
Störche vergessen nichts.
Each stork gets a ring on its leg and a transmitter on its back. Wolfgang Fiedler, who's completing his postdoctoral research at the Institute, attaches the transmitter to the juvenile stork.
Here's a radio transmitter, or a logger. This is collecting the GPS coordinates, and we are fixing that like a backpack on the back of the stork. And ideally, it should be there and stay there and work as long as the stork lives and tells us everything about the movements of the stork. In the field, normally you can't see the transmitter. The ring is the passport of the stork, so that's the number where the stork is in the database.
These backpacks and passports accompany the storks on an epic migratory journey. Andrea Flack, who's also completing her postdoc with the Institute, explains how the storks migrate.
They leave around August and they fly all the way to Africa along two different routes. They use soaring flight, so they use thermal uplift and try to migrate without having to flap their wings very often.
The birds find these updrafts along two different land routes, east across the Bosphorus, along the Levant, and up the Nile Valley, or west through the Iberian Peninsula, across the Strait of Gibraltar, and into Morocco. Like the political divide that once split Germany into east and west, a migratory divide runs north-south through the country. But don't think Berlin Wall. It's actually more of a zone, about 200 kilometers wide. And this is exactly the kind of information that the researchers are trying to get. Although the white stork is among tens of thousands of migratory species on the planet, we still know relatively little about why animals migrate.
What we see today is a result of 10,000 years of selection. So this seems to be the optimal set of strategies. And the question is, what makes the fine-tuning?
To find out why it's important to track storks, I talked to Borja Heredia. He's head of the avian team for the Convention on Migratory Species with the United Nations in the German city of Bonn.
We are witnessing some changes in the migration patterns of the white storks. This is very interesting, and it shows that there are changes in the environment, and this could be related to climate change, it could be related to other factors.
People have been tracking white storks for more than a century due to their large size and how they live in close proximity with humans. Heredia says tracking them is important for conservation.
White stork can operate like an umbrella species. If we are protecting white storks, we will be protecting these meadows, these habitats, and other species will benefit, and the whole biodiversity community will benefit.
While the white stork population in Europe is fairly strong now, it was only a few decades ago that industrialization and the draining of wetlands pushed the species to the brink of extinction. The environmental movement in 1970s Europe helped protect and recover their numbers. In Europe, the white stork has historically been a well-liked species. in part because its return comes in spring, signaling the end of the bad times and symbolizing fertility. This year, there are more than 5,000 brooding pairs in Germany alone.
Den darfst mal streicheln, wenn du willst.
And with people like Schaefle helping to track and monitor their migratory paths, it's hoped white storks will continue to thrive. This is Sonja Dean for DW in Billingen.